Okay, friends. Today we are reading a story called Lawrence in the Fall. And this was recommended to us by some of our good friends. We love recommendations, by the way, friends. If you find a book and you think, oh, you know who would like this is Philip and Mommy, please, please, please shoot it over to us. Tell us what it is. We almost always go try to find the books. And if we can try to find them, we try to read about them. And maybe we can even get our hands on them and read them and share them with all of you. So you can message us on Instagram, or you can email us at storytimewithphilipandmommy@gmail.com. Let's do this, shall we? Mm-hmm. It's called Lawrence in the Fall. It's by Matthew Farina, and it's read by Mommy. And what's your name? Do you have a name?
Ruff.
Ruff? Ruff. Ruff. Oh, he's a dog. Oh, friends. I'm so happy that you are here with me today, little Ruff Ruff. What kind of dog are you? A Dalmatian. A Dalmatian? I had a feeling. Are you ready for a story about a fox?
My name's Marshall.
Oh, hi, Marshall.
I'm a talking dog.
Be careful. And here we go.
I fight fires.
Let's see what this story is about, shall we, Marshall? Okay. When Lawrence saw the chalkboard, he froze. Everyone in class made plans to show off their impressive collections. Because in the picture, we can see what the chalkboard says. It says, bring in something you collect
to
show the class. Oh my goodness, and he does have a class. He's got some other kids in this class with him. He's got a pig and a cat and a duck and a sheep and a turtle. Mm-hmm. And then he is a
foxy.
He's a fox. Okay. I'm bringing my playing cards, says the pig.
Coins,
says the cat. Silk ribbons, says the duck.
I collect combs,
says the sheep.
My marbles,
says the turtle. And what does Lawrence say?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Your turn,
his classmates said. But Lawrence had nothing to share. After school, Lawrence ran home in tears. Bursting into his den and climbing into bed, he explained the assignment to his papa.
I have nothing for show and tell,
Lawrence sobbed.
Ah, said Papa. I see. I know a place where we might find a collection fit for a special fox like you.
Where do you think he's going to take him?
Playground.
The playground? Huh.
And he could bring a leaf.
Early the next morning, Papa took Lawrence's paw and led him into the forest.
There's no better place to find what you need than the woods,
Papa explained. But Lawrence wasn't so sure. The path into the forest only got darker and darker. Sorry, friends. When story time happens, often we have snacks, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Until Lawrence walked right into A spider's web.
Ick!
Lawrence whimpered.
Watch where you're going.
A small voice said.
Hello, spider.
Papa called out.
May we ask what you collect in this forest?
I collect flies in my web to eat.
But Lawrence didn't want to eat his collection, so the foxes went deeper into the woods. Probably for the best. One doesn't want to eat one's collection. Lawrence and Papa spotted beautiful rocks that the river had collected on its sandy floor, but the rocks were too hard to reach. So the foxes kept going. As they trotted along, tiny droplets began to fall, wetting Lawrence's fur. The foxes quickened their pace. Before long, a heavy rainfall poured down.
Follow me, Lawrence.
Papa knew of a cave nearby where they could safely wait out the storm. Lawrence ran after Papa as fast as he could. But the forest floor was soggy, and Lawrence fell behind until he lost sight of Papa altogether. Lawrence found himself alone in a clearing. The rain quieted, and in its place came a crisp wind.
Papa,
Lawrence called out softly, but all he could hear was the wind whispering in the forest.
Is anyone there?
What was the forest whispering?
Let's see. The tree high above him stirred in reply.
Hello?
Lawrence said a little louder, and this time the branches shook. And a small, colorful leaf drifted down.
A collection of leaves?
Lawrence was in awe of the beautiful leaf. Its perfect tips faded from red to orange.
There you are,
Papa exclaimed as he rushed into the clearing.
Look,
Lawrence said with astonishment, forgetting that he had been lost.
Let me show you what I can do, Papa.
And what can he do? Lawrence led his father to a grove of taller trees, where he took a big breath, tilted his head back, and called out,
Hello, up there.
Once again, the tree branches gracefully swayed back and forth and the leaves floated down. Lawrence studied the leaves as he gathered them, yellow ones with rounded edges.
Those are oak leaves,
Papa explained.
Thank you, oak trees.
Lawrence called. Lawrence went on to collect leaves throughout the forest. He collected leaves from honey locusts, a pair of white birches, and an old sycamore. He found shaggy willows, a wild crab apple, and the tallest poplars in the forest. And with a pack full of leaves, the foxes made their way home to prepare Lawrence's collection. Finally, it was time for Lawrence to present. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited to see what he's gonna do. All his classmates listened as he told them about his trip to the woods. Every leaf he showed in class was unique in shape and color. Yeah, they're beautiful. In the picture, friends, we can see all kinds of leaves. And they are beautiful. There's some of them that are orange, some of them that are green, some of them that are brown, golden colored ones. And all of the students in his class are looking at his at his leaves, and I think they're impressed, don't you think? Yeah. Lawrence let his classmates pick out their favorite leaves. He gave away so many that by the end of the day, he had no leaves left. But Lawrence didn't mind. He knew where he could find a few more. Can you describe this picture? What's he doing? Yep, he's taking all of his friends into the forest where his daddy had taken him to try to get some new autumn leaves. And friends, in this book, you've got to check it out. You can see all the different kinds of leaves that are available if you go out into the forest. There's a sugar maple and a paper birch and a red oak and a horse chestnut and a white oak and a weeping willow and a pin oak and a bur oak and a honey locust and a yellow poplar and sycamore and sweet gum and there's so many different options here. So definitely, friends, check it out. And I also would like to say that that is the end.
Yes.
There it is. The end.